After half an hour, school board released a notice that the student had brought a potentially dangerous substance into the school. If I were a mom there, I'd assume the teen had brought in a vial of ricin, not a chip off of the most collected dinnerware in America. No less dramatically, Haddon Township Superintendent Robert Fisicario issued a statement announcing no injuries were reported. The prosecutor nonetheless asked the public to contact the police if you have any information that could help with the investigation. So, the whole incident calls to mind the evacuation of Totino Grace High School in Fridley, Minnesota, several years back because of a chemical spill. In that case, a student had broken a thermometer. So, yeah. It's very funny. Hi, Handy C. I figured you might get a kick out of that, Publius. It's like, it's very funny. It's like, this is stuff that you can still eat off of. Good times. Well, we got, it's time for tech news and U.S. news, but, do I have a... sorry. Oh, that's not who I thought it was. Oh, hold on. Let me see if this sounds the way I think it does. No, that's... you know what? No, that's too long. We don't need a 5-minute synthesizer song. let's just go ahead. We'll just power through. We're going to power through.
Get the news
over with. I want to hear the music.
Sorry. We gotta do the tech news first. Voice in my head. Oh yeah, I remember that too. When the kid brought it was a clock that he built from a kit, I think is what it was. So it had wires in it, and if you have any wires attached to a battery, it's a bomb. Just like if you use a computer in a way that someone's unfamiliar with, you're hacking. All right, here we go. First up. TikTok's going to tackle grooming with safeguards for young users. Children of TikTok will face groundbreaking new restrictions in an attempt to prevent... And Toad King. Hey, it's Toad King. I haven't seen you before. Welcome, welcome. And hello, Toad. Hope you can hear us while you prepare the super dubious computer. The Dubious Goals Committee airs every single goddamn day at 19:30 UTC. So stick around for that. File systems. Delicious. Howdy, X1. Hello. Alright, let's go ahead. We got a bunch of news. I ran into an interesting problem that I'm going to have to fix. All of my desktop computers I set up to sync the Firefox sync server to be a server that's running at home. Just the sync server at home. And then I went to do news to me today, and I realized, hey, my syncing's not on my phone. And then I went to update the sync server, and you cannot access the about config page on a mobile device for Firefox. So that sync. So now I need to either go through and undo the change I did on the three boxes I made and just deal with it. So anyway... we will do our best, but I don't have the magic that we usually do. All right, so we're going to start off with the death and destruction, and then we'll talk about some cocaine, Jack, and then maybe some nuclear stuff if we have time, and other energy things. All right, so first up, eight civilians die in Somalian hotel siege. In Mogadishu, Somali security forces have ended an hours-long siege by Al-Shabaab militants who stormed a popular hotel overnight, killing eight civilians, the national police spokesman said on Monday. The attacks by the Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents began around 8 p.m. on Sunday in a hail of gunfire and explosions as they besieged the Via Rose Hotel, which is frequented by parliamentarians and other government officials. In Austin, whenever the state is the state legislature's in session, which is every other year, there are certain bars and restaurants that are frequented heavily. You can, if you want to run into a legislator, there are a few spots you can go to and you'll be sure to run into them. So it's kind of neat to see that that's a universal thing. The militants killed eight civilians who stayed in the hotel, and the security forces succeeded in rescuing about 60 civilians. No one among the civilians was wounded, he added. One member of the security forces also died in the operation, he said. The Via Rose is located in a secure, in quotes, central part of the capital, just a few blocks from the office of Somalia's president, raising questions about how the militants were able to evade the numerous checkpoints in the area. Oh, that's a big rig pulling on out. And they're turning right, so they've gone into the left, the incoming lane on the of the driveway. I hope they're okay. All right, so that's what's going on in Somalia. In Ecuador, a gang stormed a hospital in an attempt to kill a single teenager. Police in Ecuador have arrested seven gunmen who stormed in a hospital in an attempt to kill a teen being treated there. Gang members took nurses hostage and exchanged fire with police before they were detained. All hostages were freed and no one was injured. The 17-year-old target of the attack, known as Dirty Face, is thought to be a rival gang member who is in intensive care recovering from bullet wounds. The gunman held five staff members hostage, for more than an hour, one employee told local newspaper El Diario. thanks, Scoff Aficionado. Yeah, sometimes it's sad news to me, but, you know, it's how the world is, I guess. But don't worry, by the end of the week we'll get to some good news, I'm sure. Let's talk about cocaine. Operation Desert Light. Europol takes down massive cocaine super cartel. Oh man, sounds pretty exciting, right? A drug super cartel that controlled about a third of Europe's cocaine supply has been dismantled, police have announced. So if you are in Europe and you do buy cocaine, expect those prices to go up. Dubbed Operation Desert Light, 49 people were arrested across six European countries, the EU's police agency Europol said. They included a British national who's suspected of heading the operation. Over 30 tons, or 30,000 kilograms, of drugs were seized during the two-year-long investigation. Operation Desert Light saw authorities in Spain, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and the United Arab Emirates work together to bring down the cartel. Those arrested include six high-value targets, and Europol said the drug pins, had formed a prolific criminal network involved in large-scale drugs trafficking and money laundering. It added that the scale of the drug operation was massive. It's the latest in a series of police efforts to hack encrypted phones used by organized crime networks to traffic drugs and launder money. Cocaine imported from South America via the Netherlands was the main focus of the investigation, and most of the arrests were made there in 2021. The others were made earlier this month, between the 8th to the 19th of November, during coordinated raids. A video posted to the agency's YouTube showed teams of investigators and sniffer dogs searching homes filled with luxury cars, although it's unclear if any assets were seized. The British man, suspected of heading the super cartel, had fled to Dubai after earlier avoiding arrest in Spain, the country's Guardia Civil said in a statement. He allegedly continued to lead the cartel from the UAE. An anonymous Europol source told the AFP news agency that another big fish Dutch suspect with alleged links to high-profile Dutch crime boss Ridwan Taghi was also detained. Analysts say data from the past decade suggests access to cocaine in Europe is increasing yearly. Offenses to cocaine use or possession are also rising, with an estimated 3.5 million adults consuming the drug in the past year. So, just going on there. Oh man, Quentin's talking about data hoarding. ask SMJ how his 76 terabyte RAID is going. It's pretty good luck, buddy. It's a dangerous, it's an expensive game. But I'm not unfamiliar with that game we all play. So, like, they busted those guys, but what about the supply side? The demand's there. What about the supply? Well, Colombia breaks cocaine production record. Colombia, the world's leading cocaine producer, broke its own record for coca leaf cultivation in 2021, a UN body said Thursday as the government highlighted the failure of the U.S.-led war on drugs. Of course, we know this is all just a ploy for the U.S. to go and destabilize governments it didn't agree with. There was an increase of 43%. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry. I shouldn't interject it. Inject it there. There was an increase of 43% in the area planted with cocoa from 143,000 hectares in 2020 to 204,000 in 2021, the UN Office on Drugs and Crime said in a statement. This is the highest figure since the UNODC started monitoring Colombia's cocaine production 21 years ago. The increase in cultivation went hand in hand with the rise in cocaine production from 1,010 tons in 2020 to 1,400 tons last year, destined mainly for the United States and Europe. This continued upward trend that has been consolidating since 2014. So, if you are in the cocaine business, well, it's a hell of a drug, and it is not going anywhere, it seems like. We'll see how that goes. If anybody has any, if anybody has any suggestions on simple ways to store data, I just need a nice, quiet, redundant way to store, I don't know, like 6 to 8 terabytes of data. I'd like to store 20 terabytes of data. Right, I have a nice RAID card that'll support SATA 3 and SAS drives, and I've got room for 9 drives. But right now, they're all 1 terabyte drives. So, anyway, any ideas? Let me know. Hit me up. Hey, Tobe likening it to Dope Wars, which is correct. All right, we've got about 5 minutes to go, so let me run through some more. Oops, I accidentally closed my, let's click, let's see, we go, I accidentally closed my list of news stories. We go to history, then we go back to one tab, there we go. Here's just a rundown of the headlines, and then we'll go through a long form, do one story long. Ugandan cane farmers are switching to Haas avocados, so all the sugarcane farmers are starting to switch to Haas avocado. Excavation of Chinese underground lab begins. This is a nuclear facility that they're working on. Water levels in Zimbabwe's biggest dam are now too low for power. The Lake Mead in out west, in the west of the United States, is also dangerously low to not being able to produce power. Publishing is not a crime. Media groups urge U.S. to drop Julian Assange crimes. This is coming from The Guardian, but several news sources had this same story. A lot of people urging the U.S. to stop trying to pressure other countries to send Assange to the U.S. to be tried. Americans are falling in love with football, and we should all be worried, according to The Independent. And Bob Dylan, a famous singer-songwriter, apologizes for machine-printed signatures. What? This is serious business. Bob Dylan has issued a rare public statement to apologize for using a machine to duplicate his signature on books and artwork since 2019. The star said he regretted making an error of judgment and allowing the works to be sold as hand-signed. He said he had started using an auto pen after developing vertigo in 2019. The issue came to light when fans who bought $600 limited edition copies of Dylan's book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, compared photos of his signature. They are auto-penned, fraudulent, printed by a machine, not hand-signed. The BBC, oh, this is
That was a tweet. The publisher, Simon & Schuster, initially refused requests for refunds, assuring buyers that the signatures were legitimate and validated by a letter of authenticity. After continued pressure, they admitted the books contained a pinned replica of the star's autograph and offered full refunds to everyone who had bought one of the 900 hand-signed editions. The row also raised questions over Dylan's artworks prints, which can sell up to $15,000. In a statement on Friday, the singer-songwriter admitted some of those had also been signed by a machine. So, pretty rough, right? Kind of a bummer. Yeah, Toad King, you're right. U.S. foreign policy, buddy. All right, we've got about 2 minutes to go, so let's see. What else is floating on here? I would mention that you can always join SDF if you're listening and not a member. Just go to sdf.org. You can see the join and the list of membership and stuff there. Dubious Goals Committee is at 19:30 UTC every day. Today is Harry Lariat 20 hours called Mix Remix, which is a great bit of mixed up music. So check that out. Texas woman found by family 51 years after being kidnapped as a baby. India sees small modular reactors in its clean energy future. As far as its nuclear policy goes, Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, is erupting in Hawaii. The Buffalo supermarket shooter is expected to plead guilty. This is the guy who showed up and shot up that grocery store. And Whole Foods decides to pull Maine lobster, divides activists and politicians. Company cites decisions by a pair of sustainability organizations to take away their endorsement of the U.S. lobster fishing industry. So we'll see how all that goes. Please stick around. Thanks for being here. I'll try and be on time tomorrow. I've got to go to the dentist now. So bye-bye. Wish me luck.